Along its border with North Korea, South Korea has turned the loudspeakers on to blast propaganda. The noise reaches as far as 12 miles into the north, and this in response to the north's nuclear test last week. We sent NPR's Elise Hu to the DMZ to have a listen.
83-year-old Nam Tae-woo is passing time at his local hangout, a tiny grocery store where he and other retirees watch TV together while cooking potatoes on top of their coal-fired heater.
And if we want a drink, this is a grocery store, so we can just grab one right here.
Nam has lived here in Paju, a village within the demilitarized zone, for 3 decades. Life is quiet, except for the last few nights when Nam has, at random times, caught the sounds of propaganda loudspeakers in the distance.
Sometimes I hear them, but I can't really make out what they're saying.
Whether South Koreans can hear the broadcasts isn't the point. These are directed at North Koreans on the other side of the border. Greetings to our brethren in the north, that just said. The rest of the content includes news broadcasts, weather updates, propaganda about the virtues of freedom and democracy, and a little entertainment. Some traditional Korean music, such as this song, and more modern fare, like this K-pop take on Me Gustas 2. And perhaps this is a little too on the nose, but the speakers also play this. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. It's called Bang, Bang, Bang by the band Big Bang.
There's not a whole lot new that they're going to be gaining out of these.
Matt Kretchen analyzes North Korean information flows for Washington, D.C.-based Intermedia.
It's really hard to know what a proportional response to a nuclear test is if you're South Korea. For your own populace, for the rest of the world, you want to be able to do something that is looking like that you are responding. And they found that turning on these loudspeakers really elicits a lot of intense reaction from the North Korean side, which at least gives the illusion of effectiveness on some level.
Despite skepticism about the effectiveness of this Cold War-era tactic, the South Korean government defends its use.
The truce is the most powerful weapon toward totalitarian regime.
South Korean President Park Geun-hye speaking through a translator in a news conference this morning.
When we listen to the accounts of North Korean defectors, the soldiers who were placed on the front line, they said that they didn't first believe the propaganda broadcast, but later they believed it, and that was the reason for them to come to South Korea.
North Korea says it started its own loudspeakers in response, but they're so outdated, they're hard to hear. The South Korean government won't give specifics on the location of its speaker banks or what times the broadcasts go on. But if you can get close enough at the right moment, you can kind of make out the muddy messages, which sound like they're coming from a rickety drive-through speaker. For South Koreans like Nam, hearing the latest loudspeaker fight from his village in the DMZ doesn't give him much hope he'll ever see his actual home again.
I'm exhausted by the wait to return home. My home is across the river.
Nam is from what's now North Korea. Given the decades of divide, those propaganda messages are reaching farther across the border than he can. Elise Hu, NPR News, Paju, South Korea.